RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo hopes for peaceful Jakarta election. Government affirms Indonesian debt-to-GDP ratio lower than other countries. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Monday that he believes the runoff election in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 19th, would run peacefully. He stated that he appeals to all residents of Jakarta who are eligible to cast their rights without fear because he has ordered all state apparatus, the military TNI and the police, Polri, to assure the security for peaceful implementation of the election of the next Jakarta governor and vice governor. The president made a statement after meeting TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio, Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, and the Chief of the State Intelligence Agency General Budi Gunawan at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. He noted people must be able to use their rights without any disruption or intimidation from any party. He believes that Jakarta gubernatorial election would produce the best leader for Jakarta. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that Indonesian debt-to-GDP ratio is lower than other countries. He said in a South Tangerang, Banten on Monday that Indonesian debt-to-GDP ratio is quite high, but it is not as high as other countries. Minister Sri Mulyani said that Indonesian debt-to-GDP ratio currently stands at 27% of the country's GDP of 12,406 trillion rupiah. The figure equates to a debt per capita $997 US. Compared to other countries, Indonesian debt per capita is lower. For example, the United States debt per capita stand at $62,000 US, whereas of Japan is $85,000 US. She added that Indonesia has more leverage thanks to its demographic bonus. The proportion of the country's working people is high. Meanwhile, Japan has to pay off large debt with its aging population. Nevertheless, Minister Sri Mulyani added that the government continues to push the debt-to-GDP ratio down to below 3%. The National Police Polri will watch and anticipate social media contents that potentially spark conflicts among Jakarta residents ahead of the Jakarta gubernatorial election. National Police spokesperson Inspector General Boy Rafli Amar said at his office in Jakarta on Monday that the police are calling on the public not to do things that can spark anger and negative responses. The measure will be taken in connection with the second round of Jakarta gubernatorial election that will be held on April 19, 2017. In addition, General Boy said that Polri will take action against provocative information. He added it is possible that his side will conduct investigation into contents that can cause conflict among people. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Political and Security Affairs Wiranto affirmed in Jakarta on Monday that any disruption to Jakarta election on Wednesday would be dealt with. He stated that any disruption to the runoff election would be neutralized. He noted at the Merdeka State Palace in Jakarta after meeting President Joko Widodo, Vice President Yusuf Kala, TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio, Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, Bin Chit Budi Gunawan, and the Commander of TNI Military. The Indonesian Police Chief and the Chief of the State Intelligence Agency Bin have conducted close coordination so that any activity considered to disrupt the second round election would be eliminated or neutralized. He remarked that the government hopes people would remain calm and not to be influenced by any provocation and intimidation to vote according to their preference. The condition of the eyes of the Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission's senior investigator, Novel Baswedan, who was recently attacked with acid, has generally been improving. The Great Body spokesperson, Febri Diansa, said in Jakarta on Monday. Febri stated that the eye specialists of Singapore Eye Center, who are treating him, were quoted as saying that the damaging process of cells within Baswedan's eyes had stopped, but the growth of new networks remained slow. The eye specialists also confirmed on Sunday that they would examine if Baswedan would need a cornea surgery. Febri remarked the commission would like to thank to the people at large who have safeguarded and prayed for Baswedan's health. A Thin Front Commission has been assigned to accompany him. Baswedan was attacked by two suspects on motorbike who hurled acid on him while he was on his way home after performing the dawn prayer or subuh at the mosque near his house on April 11. The government plans to replace student orientation at university with the military-run program. This was approved by Defense Minister Ria Misarachuri in Jakarta on Monday. He initiated the program Coach Bela Negara, which defend a state defense, last year to instill patriotism among youths and shield them from foreign influences, which he said at the time included radicalization, terrorism, and drugs. Minister Yamisha also said that this is for shaping Indonesian national identity. The identity is adherence to Pancasila within the Pranot Republic of Indonesia. The new program for university freshmen would include classroom activities as well as field marching and first aid training. The classroom activity would instill the values of Pancasila and aim to instill in students a culture that opposes corruption and radicalism. The last item, the immigration office in Bandung, West Java, will summon two Persib Bandung football players in response to the claims by the Indonesian Professional Sport Agency, or BOPI, that they do not have work permit. According to BOPI, the former English Premier League stars Michael Isant and Carlton Cole do not have the permit required for the foreigner who stay or work in Indonesia. Bandung Immigration Office Inspector Agustianur told Antara News Agency on Monday that his office will call Persib Bandung and find out if Isant and Cole have completed all the required paperwork. BOPI has frequently told Liga 1 executive to obey national law when signing foreign footballers. Thought many international players in the league have yet to acquire proper legal status. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. For listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia.
send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, a commentary today entitled "Debate of Jakarta Regional Election for Indonesia." Tomorrow, Wednesday, April 19, 2017, Jakarta as the capital city of Indonesia will hold regional election to elect its new governor and deputy governor. This will be the second round election after the first one held last February 15, 2017, when Agus Silpi Peer lost, while Ahud Jarot and Anis Sandi Peers moved to the next round. Who will win the Jakarta election this time is determined with tomorrow's election. But the processes that occur during the campaign and the vote of both candidates for governor and the representative to obtain the sympathy of the people in Jakarta have attracted public attention not only in Jakarta but also in some regions across Indonesia. Although there was no mass mobilizing activity in the first round, the campaign sought dynamism with debates and campaigns through social media. Informal debates held by Jakarta Regional Election Commission and informal debates held by other parties such as private TV stations, the two candidate pairs sharpened their vision and mission as well as clashing programs for a better Jakarta. While the campaigns through social media had been a little difficult to manage because every person has a voice without happening to be part of a successful team, some sympathizers even faced problems after giving their support for certain pair through social media. Jakarta residents must shout out which information is true or false related to the use of social media. There was little information disseminated in the form of hoax. The source is not clear, immeasurable, and cannot be justified. Various issues launched are part of a winning strategy, including religious issues. Many people are worried that the negative impact of regional head election would threaten the harmony and tolerance among religions. The election that become a means to gain popular legitimacy for local heads should not pose disintegration among people in Indonesia, which is famous for its plurality. Besides Jakarta, simultaneous election 2017 have also been held by several other regions that resulted regional heads with different religions. Concerns on disintegration will disappear if all elements of the nation together try to reduce conflict and disintegration. Likewise, religious leaders should be able to take their people to exercise restraint and keep this nation to remain united in conducive, safe and peaceful situation. Don't let Indonesia apart. Whoever elected and becomes the regional head, he or she is for a better Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is today in history. We will begin with an event on April 18, 2007, where West Irian Jaya officially changed into West Papua. West Papua is a province of Indonesia located in the western part of Papua Island, with Manokwari as its capital. West Papua and Papua are provinces with special autonomy status.
Previously, this province was named West Irian Jaya through the Law No. 45, 1999. Later, based on Government Regulation No. 24/2007, on April 18, 2007, the name of the province was changed into West Papua. We move into 1946, where League of Nations was disbanded. League of Nations is an international organization established after the Paris Peace Conference 1919. Its main function include disarmament, war preventions through collective security, international conflict solution through negotiations and diplomacy, and global welfare improvement. The idea to establish the League of Nations was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, although USA never joined. When established, 42 countries joined the League of Nations. League of Nations did not have army and depended on international power to maintain its resolution compliance. Although being successful in the beginning, the League of Nations failed to prevent the attacks by Axis powers in 1930s. The emergence of World War II re-emphasized that League of Nations had failed to prevent war. After the World War II, on April 18, 1946, the League of Nations was disbanded and replaced by United Nations. We end today in history with an event in 1955 where Asian African Summit began. Asian African Summit, also known as Bandung Conference, is a conference among Asian and African nations held in Bandung City. This conference was held on April 18 to 24, 1955 and joined by representatives from 29 Asian African countries. The main goal of this conference was to form Third World Countries Alliance in facing two superpowers, West Bloc and East Bloc. In the end of the conference, the Bandung Declaration contained agreement to form economic and cultural cooperation among Third World countries and recognize the right of each nation to choose their own fate. Besides, the summit issued a resolution against colonialism, and the Asian African Conference became the initiator of non-aligned movement. Listener, that was today in history of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, entitling Pertamina acquires majority share of French gas and oil company. PT Pertamina is a company under the auspice of the Indonesian Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, has successfully completed the acquisitions of shares in French oil and gas company Morel and Prom, commencing February 1, 2017. International PT Pertamina, EP, becomes the majority shareholders with 72.65% stake. As quoted by Compass.com, Vice President Corporate Communication of Pertamina, Adiatma Sarji, said in Jakarta on Sunday that the oil and gas company Morel and Prom has the character of a dynamic company and is able to develop a portfolio rapidly in various countries. While state oil company PT Pertamina is a national corporation with a long-term objective, it wants to synergize both characters for the development of the two companies. Especially after the acquisitions, PT Pertamina EP International directly recorded access operations in 12 countries and 4 continents. Previously, PT Pertamina EP International operated only in 3 countries, namely Malaysia, Algeria, and Iraq. The addition of other countries in exploration and production assets of Morel and Prom. The production assets are located in Gabon, Tanzania, and Nigeria, while the exploration assets are in Namibia, Canada, Colombia, France, Italy, and Myanmar. After the acquisition of Morel and Prom, PT Pertamina also obtains additional oil productions of 30,000 barrels per day. Adiatma said that since the beginning of 2014 until early 2017, Pertamina's production from international assets has grown to 150,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, net to share. On the other hand, PT Pertamina is targeting a production of 650,000
barrels of equivalent per day in 2025 from international operation. At home and abroad, PT Pertamina has targeted the domestic productions to reach 1.9 million barrels of oil equivalent per day in 2025. Although it has acquired Morel and Prom, Pertamina is in the process to acquire oil and gas fields in other countries. It is eyeing several foreign oil and gas fields, such as two oil and gas fields in Russia, the Chaivo oil field and Rushkoye field, and other oil and gas fields are AB Tamar and Mansouri in Iran. Pertamina has submitted bid proposal to all of them. Meanwhile, Pertamina Upstream Director Shamshu Alam said the government of Iran had already accepted the proposals of PT Pertamina. Iranian government even made a visit to Indonesia to see the upstream oil and gas of Pertamina's operating performance. Listener, that was Focus of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Monday that he believes the runoff election in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 19, would run peacefully. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that Indonesia's debt-to-GDP ratio is lower than other countries. He said in South Tangerang Banten on Monday that Indonesia's debt-to-GDP ratio is quite high, but it is not as high as other countries. The National Police Polri will watch and anticipate social media contents that potentially spark conflicts among Jakarta residents ahead of the Jakarta gubernatorial election. Minister of Political and Security Affairs Wiranto affirmed in Jakarta on Monday that any disruption to Jakarta election on Wednesday would be dealt with. The condition of the eyes of the Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission's senior investigator Novel Baswedan, who was recently charged with acid, has generally been improving, the great body spokesperson Febri Diansa said in Jakarta on Monday. The government plans to replace student orientation at university with the military-run program. This was affirmed by Defense Minister Ria Misrachudi in Jakarta on Monday. The immigration office in Bandung, West Java will summon two Persib Bandung football players in response to a claim by Indonesian Professional Sport Agency or BOPI that they do not have work permit. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com.
voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Tumpak Sewu waterfall. Stay tuned. Listener, Lumajang is one of regions in East Java province. As a tourism destination, the district has a complete tourism attraction. There are forests, hills, caves, fountains, and beach. The beach are located in the southern part of the Indian Ocean. There are Bambang Beach, Watu Pecak, Watu Godek, and Watu Gedek Beach. On the slopes of Mount Semeru, there is a tourism subject, which is the highest peak in the Southern Hills crossing, namely Piket Nol Travel. Then there are Tetes Cave and Gladak Perak Cave in the Southern Cross of Lumajang Malang. While bamboo forest area is located in the area of Sumber Mujur around the Sumber Deling Water Spring. The location also becomes the preservation of various types of bamboo plants, as well as a habitat for monkeys and bats. To visit the waterfall site, you may come to Tumpak Sewu Waterfall, which becomes an ideal place among the visitors who come to Lumajang, East Java. Moreover, Tumpak Sewu is so-called the loveliest waterfall in Java Island. Listener, Tumpak Sewu or Coban Sewu is the waterfall with 120 meters height. It is located in the Jagalan Hamlet, Sidomulyo, Pronojiwo Subdistrict, Lumajang. To go to the object, you can drive through Malang, East Java. The trip is taken approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes from the city of Malang towards Lumajang through Bulu Lawang, Dampit, Tirtomoyo, and Pronojiwo. Upon arrival at the location, you have to walk 200 meters to enjoy the beauty of the waterfall closer. Tumpak Sewu Waterfall has a unique form because it has widened water flows like a curtain. Tumpak Sewu Waterfall is located in an elongated valley with an elevation of 500 meters above sea level. Listener, during traveling to Tumpak Sewu Waterfall, there are various activities which can be done. Here, you can enjoy the view of the waterfall. You just walk to 400 meters to get the panorama post.
The POC is a place designed by manager of the area for the tourist, with bamboo fence along the edge of Raven. There is also a higher area to enjoy the view of the waterfall and take pictures with the background of Tumpak Sewu waterfall. The scenery is quite unique because it forms a semicircle. Unlike other waterfalls, where the water comes from the river, but the water of Tumpak Sewu waterfall spurred from the slit of the cliffs. Listener, in Tumpak Sewu waterfall, you can also trekking from the post panorama to the valley. For doing trekking, you should be guided. In the valley, you will be invited to walk passing the cliffs and cross the river flow. Right on the bottom of the waterfall, you can see the rush of the waterfall. At the Tumpak Sewu tourism object, you can also enjoy a bark agritourism area. By following the agritourism, you can pick the prono bark in some residents' gardens. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Tumpak Sewu Waterfall in Lumajang, East Java. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Minta Cuti, or in English, asking for leave of absence. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Minta cuti. Minta cuti. To ask for leave. Sudah lama. Sudah lama. In English, it's been a long time. Pergi liburan. Pergi liburan. To go on a holiday. Cari. Cari. To look for. Waktu, waktu, time. Santai, santai, to unwind or relax. Minggu depan, next week. Libur panjang, long holiday or long weekend. Sabtu, Sabtu, Saturday. Minggu, Minggu, Monday. Empat hari, 4 days. Jamin, jamin, to guarantee. Pulang, pulang, to go home. Bersemangat, bersemangat, fresh or with spirit. Saran, saran, advice or suggestion. Pergi, pergi, to go. Bersama, bersama, together. Ide bagus, good idea. Menyenangkan, menyenangkan, nice. Next is conversation on minta cuti or in English asking for leave. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Anna at the office. Saya sudah lama tidak pergi liburan. Saya sudah lama tidak pergi liburan, in English. It's been a long time since I went on a holiday. Kalau begitu, kamu harus cari waktu untuk bersantai. Kalau begitu, kamu harus cari waktu untuk bersantai. In that case, you must find time to unwind. Ya, minggu depan ada libur panjang. Yes, next week there will be a long weekend. Sabtu, Minggu, dan Senin. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saya mau minta cuti 4 hari. I would like for a 4 days leave. Saya mau pergi liburan. I'm going for a holiday. Saya jamin setelah perjalanan pulang dari liburan, kamu pasti lebih bersemangat. I guarantee after returning from the holiday, you'll be more fresh or more spirit. Terima kasih atas saran kamu. Thanks for your advice. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Kalau begitu, minggu depan saya juga mau minta cuti. So next week I also ask for leave of absence. Bagaimana kalau kita pergi bersama? How about going together? Oh, itu ide yang bagus. Oh yes, it's a good idea. Pergi berdua pasti lebih menyenangkan. Going together must be more fun. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present dangdut songs to you. Stay tuned.
Mampukah aku melalui
Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Lukisan Kisah by Soima, which was released last February 2016. The song Lukisan Kisah was composed by Norbayan, tells about broken heart. Unlike her previous singles, presenting upbeat dangdut music, the third single of Soima is actually carrying the slow and mellow music. Through this song, Soima does not want to be perceived as a singer who can only sing a song with a certain genre. As a talented artist, she wants to prove if she is able to sing all genres of music. Well, let's listen to the coming song entitled Palet Cinta by Soima.
Let the
Listener, so Imah Panchawati is a singer and master of ceremony from Pati, East Java. Not only expert in the Javanese art, so Imah also the lady rocker. She has qualified art talents and successfully mastering Champursari, Sindan, Ketoprak, Java Pop, Hip Hop, and Dagelan or Slapstick. Her vocal ability cannot be doubted. She often won the first winner of the Television Star and Dara Ayu Champion. So Imah career as Sindan getting bounced when she joined with the Jogja Hip Hop Foundation. Together with the art community, So Imah joined to the world tour for the first time on May 14, 2011. Then she began her career in the Indonesian entertainment world. To strengthen its presence as a singer, So Imah released her first song with Dangdut Music Genre in 2014. The song entitled Palet Cinta, composed by Jalis Adiluhung. This song is intended to a measurement. There is a message in the lyric to remain faithful. Unlike Lukisan Kisah, the song Palet Cinta carries the upbeat music with remix genre. So Imah's debut single was well received by dangdut lovers in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Woyo Woyo by So Imah. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Di suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu. Aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan kita lalui bersama. Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Hanya padanya, untuk dia.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.